Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. That's really what it boils down to, right? Get some information. I'm sorry. You know what? I had a listener send me an email, I mean a voicemail, and say, hey, could you slow down? You know, going a little too fast. And I get it. I get excited. You know, back on the air. Happy, happy. Anyway, appreciate your time with me. Very much so. You know, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it available for some of us to be able to make money online. And you get a product. You don't feel like you just donate because I know some people. I don't like the donations. I mean, I appreciate them. Don't get me wrong. But I don't like the donations because I feel like, you know, you're kind of begging, right? But if you want a good product, we have to replace equipment. We have to do things that allow you to have good sound, good video. And we do that by, you know, making money. So, but if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And, you know, he's got sheets, pillowcases, towels, all kinds of stuff there. MyPillow.com. Hang out there. Check it out. Use promo code Joe. You'll save a boatload of money. And I'm telling you, you'll appreciate it. Any way you cut it, you'll appreciate it. All right. Let's get to it. You know, I got news for you. They took a beating today up at the Capitol. Right? Senator Josh Hawley, he forced Mark Zuckerberg to stand up and apologize to families for victims impacted by child sexual exploitation on Facebook. This has been going on forever. I don't understand why it's taken so long for Congress, whoever, to step up and make a change, to call these guys out. And to watch Zuckerberg, I wish we could listen to the whole thing, but we can't. But to watch Zuckerberg basically stutter because he's caught, not because he has a speech impediment, stutter because he's caught, right? It's just amazing to me. Like, why didn't we do this to them earlier? They've been doing this for a long time. Watch what your kids are watching. Watch what comes across the screen, right, with your kids when they're on Facebook, when they're clicking on these things that have tagged them or come after them. The ads and such and pictures and what have you. And remember, kids are impressionable. They want friends. They want to be liked. They want to be loved. In all sincerity. How do you fix that? You got to get involved with your kids. You got to watch. I don't want to hear any more, you know, about, what is it? You don't want to invade their privacy. Are you for real? Are you telling me a 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old has privacy? especially when you're talking about something, they get sucked in so easy. They're not strong enough to understand what it's doing to them. Do you get that? Anyway, Josh Hawley, during the Senate Judiciary Committee's hearing on child exploitation, and talking about it as it happens on social media, he called for the CEO of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, to apologize to the families who are impacted by child sexual exploitation occurring on Meta's platform, and has been happening on the platform. Now, while questioning Zuckerberg under oath, Senator Hawley asked Zuckerberg if he would like to apologize to the families of the victims in attendance at that hearing, right, because of what happened to them. Now, he did stand up. He apologized to the families. He said, "I'm sorry for everything you've all gone through." He continued that nobody should have to go through what your families have suffered. This is why we have invested so much and are going to continue industry-leading efforts to make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have suffered. Now, here's the problem with his apology, if that's what you want to call it. Marsha Blackburn immediately turned around and said, whoa, not so fast. All right? You have left up for quite some time so many different, pictures and links that facilitate this kind of behavior. Right? And you turned around, and he wasn't having any of it. He said, no, we have to take him down. And Black said, no, you left this one up for months. You left this one up for months. You left this one up. She went through the whole thing. And that's what you need to do. You need to nail these people on a regular basis. Right? I don't even want to guess what his reasoning was. I don't want to play that game. But it was New Mexico's Democrat Attorney General, Raul Torres. He was the one that took aim against these guys in the beginning. He went after them for Meta, Facebook, Instagram. Filed a lawsuit against them, as well he should have. This is great, but this is where the feds need to step up. I know some of my hardcore conservative, let the market. No, you got to protect the kids. We've got way too much going on right now to where these kids are on these iPads and these iPhones, and some of you parents have given them, these smartphones thinking they're going to be safe. I got them locked out of this lock. I got news for you. I'll bring somebody on the show to show you how quickly your kids get around those locks. Because frankly and honestly, they're a heck of a lot smarter than you are. They got you to get them a phone, didn't they? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yes, my friend, we must keep up the fight.
Joe Senior, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're talking about the hearing today in Congress where the social media platforms got up there and sadly tried to defend themselves and tell you how many great things they were doing to help protect your children, which really is nothing, absolutely nothing, which is why your parents, you got to work really hard at watching what your kids are watching. I know some of you have spoken with them. Yeah, I try to respect my kids' privacy. When did that happen? I mean, so no, in all sincerity, you're paying for their cell phone. You are paying for that kind of stuff, and you're telling me that they deserve privacy? I mean, seriously. It's your job to protect them. If that means you have to step on their privacy once in a while, do so. After Zuckerberg tried to say that they do protect kids, they do take this stuff down when it comes to the social media kind of sexual stuff. I don't know how to explain it any other way. And now they're starting to not admit that it happens or that they let it go, you know, sexual exploitation for all intents and purposes. They're trying to say they take down that stuff pretty quickly. Well, I guess quickly is a relative term, right? Because Marsha Blackburn and a few others showed them where they were lying. They weren't taking this stuff down right away. They were leaving it up. Right? And then the New Mexico Attorney General, who's a Democrat, because I know, you know, again, all I do is round the Democrats, right? No, this is a good guy. So he said, wait, we're not going to have this. We're not going to allow you to do this. And he took action against Meta, Zuckerberg, and some of the others, like, you know, Instagram and what have you. So he's forcing them to make changes. Now, for some of you parents out there listening, going, okay, here we go again. Why would they make changes if there was nothing wrong? Which means you need to wake up and pay attention and truly protect your children the way you're supposed to. He went on to say, their investigation into media social media platforms demonstrates that they're not safe spaces for children. They're prime locations for predators. Right? They trade child pornography online. They solicit minors for sex. You've seen, how many times have you guys seen those programs or clips where the cop is actually putting up a picture of a, you know, 14-year-old, 15, 16-year-old, and then the adult is asking them to meet for sex, they'll bring drugs, they'll do whatever. Ridiculous. You know? He went on to say, as a career prosecutor who specializes in internet crimes against children, he's not committed to using every available tool to put on an end to these horrific practices. I'll hold companies and their executives accountable whenever they put profits ahead of children's safety. During the past several months, the New Mexican Attorney General's office launched an undercover operation posing as minors, is what I'm telling you about, under 14 on Meta's platform. Right? Unreal what they found. Quickly, what they found was they proactively served and directed the underage users a stream of just nasty, sexually explicit images. Even when the child had expressed no interest in the content, they enabled dozens of adults to find, contact, and press children into providing sexually explicit pictures of themselves. You know, kids want to please. Most kids want to please the adult in the room or the parents or whatever. Right? You need to teach them. You need to make them extremely uncomfortable in these areas. If anybody's asking them to take a picture of themselves without any clothes, picture of themselves, period, and they don't know who it is, it's a no. It's a flat-out no. And then they're even asked, and they do participate in pornographic videos online. And recommended that a child join unmoderated Facebook groups devoted to facilitating commercial sex. So these kids are jumping in on these pages. Why you need to really check your child's social media. If you can't get into your... I've had these conversations with psychologists, child psychologists on this show over the years. If your child locks you out of their phone, locks you out of their social media, you need to put that phone in a grinder. Stop paying for it. They don't have a right to have a smartphone. Right? He said, well, what if they need to get a hold of me in case of an emergency? You know what? You go down to your local phone store, they have these flip phones that they have no smart anything. You dial the number, and that's the end of it. Yeah, you can text, but for the most part, you're dialing a number, period. End of discussion. Right? When they did some checking, they found out that Facebook and Instagram especially, they're sharing an enormous amount and selling, actually, an enormous volume of child pornography. I thought these guys were safeguarding this. And don't tell me you don't know what it is. Look it. As a victim of what they did to me on Facebook, the pages they took down, it didn't matter how I spelled the words they didn't like, right? Included them in the graphic that I had up. Somehow they got some kind of algorithm. They got somebody, watching just my Facebook page because I'm so important, right? Would pull down the page. They pulled down my pages because they didn't like what I put up. Even something as simple, stupid as having a couple of doctors on to discuss the pros and cons of COVID-19 and the vaccinations. Right? Doctors. More than one. Doctors. Right? Now, the investigation revealed that, recent findings have exposed a network of Instagram accounts purportedly offering illicit means to acquire or exchange child sexual abuse material, child sexual exploitation. Investigations reveal that these accounts provided instruction to move conversations to offline mediums like WhatsApp and Telegram. You guys have got to pay attention to your kids. You've got to pay attention to what they're doing. Platforms offer an end-to-end encryption that are beyond the reach of routine monitoring. According to the complaint, a search for all new kids' links available on Instagram, for example, yielded dozens of options for the pornographic stuff for kids. One program called Cheese Pizza. It's a proxy for child pornography. So they know this. Why aren't they shutting it down? Is it money? Because, I mean, they're billionaires already. Why do they need more money? Are they into this? Are they okay with it? They're pushing it. By not pulling it down, they're pushing it. Just pay attention. How's that? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break on the Joe Messina Show.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve has opted to maintain current interest rates, postponing any potential rate cuts until later in the year. Another meeting is scheduled for March. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson declares that a bipartisan border bill anticipated to clear the Senate is unlikely to progress in the House. During his inaugural floor speech as Speaker, Johnson accused the Biden administration of attempting to transfer responsibility for the border crisis to Congress.
Since President Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas assumed office, there have been more than 7 million encounters with illegal aliens just at our southern border alone.
Johnson says President Biden does not need congressional approval to close the border. Israel's military is receiving criticism for its recent strategy aimed at preventing Hamas from utilizing its approximately 350 miles of underground tunnels in Gaza. The approach involves flooding those tunnels. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When marimba rhythm starts to play, dance with me, make me sway.
We're back. Joe City, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. As I keep telling you, there's a chat room available for your viewing pleasure. But, you know, seriously, we have smarter people than myself in that. Constantly... you know, comment on the things I'm saying, comment on the issues at hand, and you can have a great conversation with them. You know, and if you're bored with me, talk with them. What can I tell you? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. So much going on there as well. I'll finish up with this. It's just a real irritant, and I'm trying to get the parents to understand, trying to poke at them a little bit to say, when it comes to social media, when it comes to what's going on there, you need to have total access to your kid's smartphone. You need total access to your kid's apps. You need to know what's on their phone, where they're going. You know, I mean, where they're, when you say my day, you said where they were going. You want to know whose house they were at, right? Or what club they were at, whatever. But you really need to know where they're going on that smartphone, what apps they're using. And watch out, because some of the apps are made to look like other apps that are innocent. Click on them. See where they take you. See what you're looking at. Look at the photos on theirs. Check it from time to time. You know, if you don't agree with me, go see a true teen psychologist and talk to them about what they have to put up with, how they're dealing with kids, how they're helping kids deal with this whole social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. It'll blow your mind. When you get the real information from what you perceive to be a non-political person, it will blow your mind. Seriously. All right. 855-REAL-JOE. You want to get involved? 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. What's going on out there that you even care about, right? You know, all this stuff that's coming up, and they're beating on Trump for this and beating on Trump for that. Look at the women this and this women that. We need to... Remember Tara Reid? Anybody? Yeah, Joe Biden's victim. One of many. The Tara Reid, the Joe Biden sexual abuse victim through her London-based attorney, Dr. Jonathan Levy. They filed a tort complaint with the United States Department of Justice seeking $10 million in damages for invasion of privacy, emotional distress, violation of state and federal constitution rights. Now, Reid was sexually victimized by Senator Joe Biden. And apparently the Democrats don't want to believe her. But story for another day. Oh, she was squelched. Her story was squelched really quick. Just like Hillary did with all of Billy Bob's escapades, right? So she was sexually victimized by Senator Joe Biden back in 93. Her case was suppressed by congressional investigation to protect Biden. The records are still sealed for whatever reason. Not like it's a, is it national security? I'm trying to find out. When she spoke out again in 2019, she was immediately subjected. Now, check this out. When she spoke out again in 2019, she was immediately subjected to an ongoing FBI operation to re-victimize her. They're great at this. We don't do it. We probably should. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking that if it's the norm and if the Democrats think it's a norm or the normal way to act, why don't we do it? The FBI operation called Cassandra was opened in order to retaliate, intimidate, discredit, and if possible, eliminate Tara as a threat to President Biden. Why? They won't do anything. Who are we fooling? Right? Joan Rivers, can we talk here? Last month, Ms. Reid requested the Department of Justice investigate violations of her civil rights by the FBI to turn over and expunge her file. Her lawyer, Dr. Jonathan Levy, DOJ, said that DOJ has not responded. The FBI has not handed over any of Tara Reid's file. Now check that out. They haven't responded. Well, they should respond in one way or another. Say, you know, go pound sand or... Right? And it's amazing. The FBI, which Levy states is justified given the recent much larger speech-related judgments against Rudy Giuliani and former President Trump, she's got a right to something here. That's why we complain all the time. It's a two-tiered system. If you're a Democrat, an elected Democrat, no holds barred, is there? Get away with anything. Come on, think about it. We're going to talk later on about Hunter Biden's gun issue, right? Finding cocaine residue on it. He threw in a garbage pail across the street from his school. Lied on the application. He'll probably get 2.5 hours of public service, if that much. Then his dad will pardon him. It'll be good. Dr. Levy stated the United States should not have a two-tier justice system if President Trump, Mr. Giuliani, can be assessed tens of millions of dollars of damages just for their words. A weaponized FBI that seeks to silence, intimidate, and eliminate Joe Biden's victim? I'm sure it's a right-wing conspiracy, right? Joe's going to be held accountable, too. If it truly is, right, justice for all, then Joe should be held accountable for this as well. Don't you? I mean, no? Does he get to get away with it because of who he is? Maybe they're waiting for him to go into full dimension. That way you can say he really doesn't know. You can't try him. It's just amazing. Well, I have proof it's an election year. Even if you didn't know, even if you had been into a coma up until about 3 minutes ago, I can prove that it's an election year. Why? Because Joey B. visited East Palestine, Ohio. Been a year since the disaster. February 3rd, 2022, just before, like you care, right? 9 p.m. Eastern, Norfolk Southern train derailed near East Palestine. It's a small Midwest town, about 4,800 people. It's near the Ohio border with Pennsylvania. 11 of the train cars that derailed contained hazardous materials. Several cars were carrying vinyl chloride. It's a cancer-causing substance. Government officials decided to burn the chemicals rather than let them drain into the ground. And the chemical explosion was enormous. Nobody actually really thought about it. There's no way. because the chemicals formed a giant toxic plume over the town, did not dissipate for quite some time. Don't you think their engineers could have sat back and thought that through? 40-some-odd hundred people. I would have sent buses in there like crazy. Get these people out of here. I don't care that they don't want to leave their homes. Get them away from here till we figure out what's going on and how to keep them safe. And then with all that done, still nothing. Now, the engineers and such, some of them have been complaining about these tracks for decades. Trump got there almost immediately. Right? Got a hero's welcome when he showed up. Not even president. Right? After Trump showed up, our transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, he went there. You know, I got to do everything we're going to do. We'll get help to you as soon as possible. And, right, whatever. It was a reaction to an action by Trump. Couldn't let him get away with it, right? In the video, Karine Jean-Pierre is repeatedly asked by the press when Biden is going to visit the town, and she just keeps putting them up. I'm not playing the video for you because it's irritating as heck. Right? He promised he would visit East Palestine, Ohio. She kept saying that. Over, he'll be there. He's going to go there. Let the people do their work. He's going to go there. What, a year later? Took him a year to figure out where it was on the map? Took him a year to get, because, you know, his schedule is so full. The man goes to about five. I can't believe that she actually says he has more energy than Trump. The guy hasn't got more energy than a person in a coma. Do people realize how many vacation days Joe Biden has taken just this last year alone? And he couldn't visit those people for one day, for one lousy day. You know, you want to prove he doesn't care? Think about how long it's taking him to come up with a date and time and say that he's going to visit Dover when the bodies come back. When the three bodies of our fallen soldiers. Can't be bothered. Got to go check his bank account. Make sure he got that money from China. The White House announced on Wednesday that Joe Biden will be visiting East Palestine, Ohio in February. No date, though. Hoping we forget. You know, it just never stops. It just never stops. Show was in your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And you know what? You become part of the conversation. There's a chat room up on the website. Great place to go. You know, the great conversation there. People smarter than myself in the chat room. And you'll enjoy it. I mean, seriously, they are smarter than me. All right, let's hit some more of these stories that really just... We were talking about Hunter Biden's federal gun issue that he'll probably get away with. I mean, think about everything involved in this, right? Through the gun, tell me there's no law against this, right? Through the gun in a trash can across from an elementary school. The gun had traces of cocaine on it. Are you with me? The traces. I'm reading down the thing. Traces of cocaine on it. He lied on the application to get the gun. I mean, follow this through, people. and originally lied about the whole thing, who else would have been able to get away with this if the FBI was questioning you? Federal gun charges against Hunter Biden should be thrown out because the special counsel appointed by the Biden administration to bring those charges is doing the will of former President Donald Trump and his allies. That's according to the court filing from the Hunter Biden attorney. So they're blaming it's Trump's fault. Anytime, you ever notice that? Anytime somebody breaks the law and they get caught, they're a Democrat. It's because Trump is pushing it. Because it's a right-wing conspiracy. Now, Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty. Of course, now, to a charge of lying about his drug use. He completed a federal form to buy a gun. He got it via, you know, he got proof. The charge had been set to be resolved last summer as part of a plea deal, but, you know, that blew up, right? Attorney David Weiss, who had led the investigation, it resulted in a plea deal. It was then appointed a special counsel to investigate the case, and it filed new indictments against Hunter in December. But, you know, again, there's not a two-tier system. Because I'm sure, they would have done the exact same thing. For Trump's kids, right? You think I'm wrong? I don't. Come on. They loved him just as much. They would do the same thing for his kids, wouldn't they? It's just amazing. You and I both know. We know this to be true. The filings made by the prosecution provide more evidence that these charges result from a political motivated attack. Right? You know that? That's according to Hunter Biden's attorney. Not because Hunter did anything wrong, because he doesn't do anything wrong. The pressure caused the prosecutors to violate their own non-prosecution agreement and the DOJ's own regulations. You look at this stuff and you go, come on, people, really? You seriously going to tell me that you think this is okay? That this would work for all sides? I mean, honestly. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. I'm irritated by this because good people that I know, and I mean good people, all right, who I truly believe want the right thing for the country, are siding with, you know, they're picking on Hunter. He's got a drug problem. He's got issues. We all know that. But what does that really mean? Does it mean he gets to walk at everything he does because he's the president's son? Really? It's not cool. It's not right. You would nail anybody. Anybody else would get nailed big time with this, right? So it's wrong. It's wrong any way you look at it. It's wrong. And the reason I say that again is if it was one of Trump's kids, well, actually, probably it was one of my kids, you know? That's how I see this. And it's not going to stop till the law truly is applied the same way in every case. You think we'll see that happen? No, come on, really. You think any of us will really see that happen? I don't. There is an agenda here. You can't get around it. You can't keep denying it. When you see the same exact charges, the same exact things happen to other people of prominence that are on the right side of the aisle, and it never happens to those on the left. That simple. The pressure caused the prosecutors to violate their own non-prosecution agreement, the DOJ's own regulations for how they should have been appointed, and the concept, you know, it just, again, they stepped all over themselves trying to make a deal for Hunter. In one of the filings, Hunter Biden's attorney said that he was unconstitutionally charged for partisan political reasons because of his father is a sitting president and because he's seeking re-election. And the prosecution succumbed to the Republicans trying to defeat the president. So this is all about politics. Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Now, she went on to say, Mr. Biden is being targeted because he is the son of a sitting Democratic president. and a political rival of the former president, Trump, who seeks to defeat President Biden in the upcoming... We didn't know that, right? The filing said a deal to scuttle the charge that was rejected by a federal judge should be restored. You know, federal judges, or judges in particular, kick out these kind of things on a regular basis. But I'll say, no matter how fervently the prosecution's decision to enter into the diversion agreement has been criticized by extremist Republican politicians. Right. Oh, in the white ring press. Because the left-wing press didn't cover it at all, pretty much. The prosecution remains bound by the agreement it struck. No, they're not. The judge, the head power in charge, turned it down. Said no more. Done. The court must not allow the prosecution to renege on its agreement, according to the filing. The filing said the prosecution of Hunter Biden was selective and vindictive. Wow! Can I read that again? The filing said the prosecution of Donald Trump was selective and vindictive. He could use the same argument, couldn't he? Donald Trump can pull the same type of charges, or show the same type of charges, all the way through, well, some with Obama, a lot with the Bidens, that he's getting nailed with. It went on to say that we know exactly how Mr. Weiss would have loved to resolve the case, absent outside pressure to treat Mr. Biden more harshly, because Mr. Weiss did try to resolve it. He had a plea deal. Thought they all agreed to. Well, the judge didn't. The judge had to approve it. Weiss knew that the judge had to approve it. This is not news. He said, until Mr. Weiss was under pressure and heavy criticism from Republican extremists. Right, because they have so much power. In response to that outcry from former President Trump, extremist House Republicans, and right-wing media, they took to make Mr. Biden's fate a political issue. You're right. Funny how they held all these things they had on Trump. They could have gone to court 2 years ago, even more. They held him for the year of the presidential election. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. I'm sure all three of these DAs, just a coincidence, decided to bring it forward all at one time, huh? Prosecution blew up the deal and now has brought felony charges against Mr. Biden, both in Delaware and California. And they're seeking heavy prison sentences. Now, these guys are idiots. If they were smart, they'd let it go through. They'd let the judges that are on their side, you know, give him probation. They'll dismiss the charges. Where's Hunter? What's he doing that he has to worry about this? Right? Go through it. Finish it off. Let Daddy go ahead and give him a pardon. It's just amazing. Last year, in response to another motion, a document filed by Weiss's office noted that Hunter Biden claims that he was charged because of Trump, was out to get him. Well, they ignore the timing of the charges. So, you know, as you go through this, as you go through the items line by line, and you go through some of the testimony, which is boring as heck, but whatever. Ultimately, the judge is like, look, Hunter has not shown, his legal team has not shown any of the external statements by political opponents that would improperly pressure him, his attorney, the prosecutor, anybody into changing anything. And frankly, it was the judge who finally said, we're not having this. This is what we're doing. When they're attacked, boy, they don't like it, do they? So I'm seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always tell you, it's not, don't listen to me because I have a microphone. That's why I bring in experts. I want experts to come in, tell you how to deal with issues that you're going through today. And one of those experts, Dan Pill, is going to join us in the next hour. I am Joe Messina, your host. God bless you for being with me. If you got to leave, you can always pick us up via podcast. Otherwise, we'll be back in just a little bit.